Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, making sure things are fair in the world is a hard task to do. Making sure things are fair in a society is even harder to do. But making things fair between siblings in a family, now that is the ultimate challenge. It's always an interesting dynamic in family seeing how children line up in order. Countless studies have been done to show that birth order in families show different priorities between siblings. As a firstborn myself, I can identify with fellow eldest siblings when it comes to fairness. I had to live with this or that rule, and my younger siblings had better have to do it as well. The bedtime should stay the same. The curfew had better stay the same. It's only fair, and it better happen this way. Judging by my tone, you know this is not really the case when it comes to siblings. Pharisees in Jesus' time also wanted things to be fair. They had endless rules that they followed to be in a right relationship with God. Nicodemus was one of these men. He approached Jesus at night to talk with him. At the time, Jesus was a controversial figure, and as with any controversial figure, a person had to decide whether they wanted to be seen with that person or not. Nicodemus chose the more secretive route going by night. Nicodemus approached Jesus and acknowledged that Jesus was indeed sent from God, saying that Jesus was a prophet from God. This is further than any other person would have gone in the Pharisee crowd, acknowledging that someone was sent from God. In a sense, he was saying, Jesus, you are who you say you are. You would not be able to do what you were doing if God was not with you. Nicodemus was showing that he was not there to attack Jesus, but to learn from him. As a child would ask their parent, Mom and Dad, do you have another rule for me to follow? I want to make sure that I stay out of trouble. Nicodemus was asking, as a prophet, what words do you give us? What new rule can we add to our long list of rules to keep us out of trouble? What can I do to be even more right with God? Nicodemus was expecting an answer to add to his to-do list of things to do. Jesus, knowing all about the Pharisees and their rules, knew what a Pharisee would be looking for in another rule to be given. But what Nicodemus gets is a curveball that Jesus throws his way. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's as if Nicodemus is saying, wait, what? That's not the answer I was expecting. I can't do that. It's as if a slow, long-distance runner like myself asked a coach for guidance, and the coach told me to go run a 3-minute mile. I would have many questions. Just for the record, the fastest mile ever run was 3 minutes and 45 seconds, so we're still 45 seconds away from that record. It would be impossible. I would have so many questions. I would know that I couldn't accomplish it. The word that is at the heart of this verse is the Greek word anothen. Anothen can be translated 2 different ways. It can be translated as again, as it is in this verse, but in other parts of the Bible, it can also be translated as from above. These are 2 very different statements. And while scratching his head, Nicodemus takes the first definition of again. How can I be born of my mother again? How can I do that? How can I accomplish that? Oftentimes we find ourselves wanting to know what we can do to get better. Improving oneself is important, but it should never go so far that we believe that we can accomplish our own salvation ourselves. Nicodemus thought he was on the right track. He thought to himself, I have a checklist of what I need to do, and I think I've done them. And I will go and add more and see what Jesus has to say so I can improve even more. As fallen sinners, we want to be able to redo things. We want to try again. We are constantly reminded that it only takes one sin to separate us from God. It didn't matter that Nicodemus knew all of the laws and followed them as best he could. He couldn't do the impossible task of following them perfectly, and the even more impossible task of being born again. Nicodemus was only a man. That which is born of flesh is flesh. Flesh begets flesh. Our sinful nature can only produce more of itself. We can only produce more sins. If we look toward our inner core, we can see all the more deeply how sinful we really are. We have an inkling to do what is contrary to God's holy word. No matter how much we try, we ourselves can never face ourselves toward God. We cannot do the impossible task of being born again. We can't save ourselves. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. So what about the other definition of anothen from above? Nicodemus was reminded that he couldn't do it. He needed outside help. He needed help from above. We too need help from above. We need outside help. Nicodemus didn't understand it, and sometimes we don't either. Many times we want things to be fair, as the Pharisees did. I deserve what is coming to me. Don't take that away from me. But thanks be to God that things aren't fair. If we got what we deserved, if we got what was fair, we would receive death, hell, and damnation. Instead, because of Christ, we receive grace and mercy. Grace, getting what we don't deserve. Mercy, not getting what we do deserve. Because of Christ, we receive the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation. How is this grace, mercy, forgiveness of sins, life everlasting, and salvation accomplished? Well, Jesus, who came from above, states in verses 13 through 17 God's plan. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. As we walk through this Lenten season, we consider our sin. We consider what separates us from God. But as we walk looking towards the cross, where Christ died for your sin and mine, and we look forward to the empty tomb on Easter. Thanks be to God for giving us what we don't deserve and not giving us what we do. He gives us grace and mercy. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.